The specific problem is coming from the people in the Gaza Strip. It means these are the Hamas. And here there is definitely a problem of security from the Israeli side. And these sportsmen from Gaza, if they want to go to Ramah, where Al-Ramah, where there is the football stadium, or to follow the national team, they need to have a visa to go out. And here is the problem. The problem is not so much that the visiting associations coming in and to play with Palestine or then Palestinian to go out. But this is the key problem I have just realized. And this is a political problem. And as we should not be in political problems, but we have to deal with politicians to try to find a solution in order that football is connecting people and not building, let's say, borders to not have these contacts with the different footballers in one of the countries.
Recently, Jibril Rajoub, the head of the Palestinian Football Association, said that Palestine is an enemy of Israel, and if Palestine had nuclear weapons, they would use them. You can't really blame the Israelis for being so concerned, can you?
Yeah, naturally, this is a quote I have already had before my visit, and I spoke about that with the Israeli Prime Minister. And the Israeli Prime Minister said, I will help you because I ask his help. And he said, but only if on the other side we have fair play and truth, especially truth, and that football is not used or abused for political objectives. And this is now the situation where we are. I know that it is not an easy situation, but there is, let's say, an open door to have discussions. And what we have decided is to make a meeting in Zurich on the sports level side only with the presidents of the two federations and also the presidents of the two confederations, which is Michel Platini on one side and Sheikh Salman on the other side, and naturally chaired by the FIFA president.
Many of the world's leading politicians in the last 20, 30 years or so have tried to bring Israel and Palestine together, and largely they've failed. Why do you think you can be successful?
I cannot solve the political problem, but football can be used now as a tool to bring these two nations a little bit more together. And this is the aim that we have. But I know that football from time to time is abused, or if football is taken in leverage, as it has been the fact in Brazil during the Confederations Cup. But here, between Palestine and Israel, football can do some steps towards a better understanding. I'm not so sure that we are there to make peace, because football is not there to make peace. Football is there to bring people together, to give emotions to the people and a lot of hope. With my stubborn optimism, I will try to convince people of both sides that football can play an active role in the peace talks they should have.
The Palestinian Football Association President Jibril Rajoub says that if this matter isn't resolved by the FIFA Congress next year, he will ask the members of FIFA to vote on suspending Israel from FIFA. How do you feel about that?
Listen, this he has said, and this is just a situation we have to avoid. And I refrain any journalist to speak about any sanctions. Let us work. And let us have this dialogue. We are now working on this meeting, which will take place probably beginning of September. Then I can inform our executive committee. And I think at the end of the year, we will have already one tangible positive result.
Do you think football should play a greater role in the overall peace process?
Football plays, actually, also, if I tell you that we play football in Syria. There is regularly football played in Syria. There is a football league playing in Kabul in Afghanistan. Football brings people together, and football is this game that has the essence of this game, which is based on discipline, respect, and fair play. And if you can bring it to our society, and football is this game, the universal game, it is accepted by everybody, football can help. We cannot make the peace, but we can be a tool for both of these countries, which are in a very difficult situation, through to international decisions. This has not been the FIFA decisions, but we have recognized the Football Association in Palestine, and they have the same rights than the Football Association in Israel.
Do you think that you will be able to forge a path to a successful compromise where both Palestine and Israel will be happy?
If it is a compromise, then nobody will totally happy. But I'm sure that we will come to a compromise where both of the parties will be happier than they are now.
And if you are successful, what impact would that have, do you think, on the societies of those two countries, the peoples of those two countries, and how they view each other? Do you think it can have any kind of effect on that?
Well, listen, I cannot prevail on or foresee the reactions, what there would be. But I think if in football we can make better understanding, it will also be a better understanding between the two peoples. And I can tell you, having been in both of the countries, I'm sure that the youth of both of the countries, they aspire to live in peace and not to live in a situation which can be compared to a belligerent situation. They want the peace. They want to live in peace. And if football can help a little bit to do that, then I would be happy and football would be happy.